From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, welcome back and good Morgan.
Woo!
That was like a whirlwind trip to Northern California. How was the weather up there yesterday? It was hot here.
It was warm, but not bad.
Not bad?
It was warmer than usual.
Yeah. It was a record-setting day here yesterday.
Oh, I got home.
Yeah.
And I felt like my inside of the house was the armpit of hell. And there was no breeze.
Yeah, that's been kind of the problem, no breeze. But I think it's going to chill off a little bit this week. We keep our fingers crossed. A few random facts for you today. The guy who invented the USB, you know what those are, right?
Yes.
He wanted it to be flippable. That's the one thing about the USB that's hard, is that you got to know which side. Which side to put it into the socket, because it doesn't fit. It only fits one way. And the reason why is that it doubled the cost of manufacture to make it flippable. So that's why we're stuck with USBs that only go in one way. Belize is the only country in Central America that's never gotten a visit from a U.S. president. Did you know that?
Why is that?
I don't know. We've always had good relations with Belize, but...
Well, why mess it up? You know?
Right?
Let's just stay right. If it ain't broke.
All right.
Because Belize is supposed to be a beautiful, wonderful place.
Why should we screw that up with our president making a visit? All right. It's time for the Who Cares News.
Belize, you stay happy.
What's going on?
Stay classy, Belize. Hey, there's a new Lori Loughlin movie coming to Lifetime.
Wait, no.
Sort of. Lifetime has announced a new TV movie called The College Admissions Scandal.
Well, that's original. So it's a movie about Lori Loughlin, but not with Lori Loughlin.
Well, I think it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So that means the national nightmare lives on.
Lives on and on.
Mm. So actually accused defendant in the real-life scandal... Lori Loughlin is not starring in it that we know of.
Well, yeah.
So and
she's been fired, right? They fired her butt.
There's no word on any casting.
Huh.
But if they really want ratings, they should call Lori, don't
I wonder
you think?
If they could get William H. Macy to play himself. That would be good.
Maybe.
I think, you know.
Because he's innocent. Right? Right?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So, in fact, here are the top five reasons they should cast Lori in the movie.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Number five.
Yeah.
She knows her way around a Lifetime TV movie.
Well, you got to see. That's true. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
Yes.
She's got that one down.
Yes.
Okay.
Number four.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's somewhat familiar with the subject matter. Somewhat. Though we're not sure if she truly understands the ramifications.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Right. Or what bribery means.
Right.
That's my favorite. Number four is my favorite.
Okay.
Number three.
Yes.
She has a built-in support cast in her hubby and daughters.
Yeah, good reason.
Well, one daughter wasn't there, but now she says she's supportive.
Glad we got that one fixed.
Number two. Yeah. One word. Moisturizer. And the biggest reason Lori Loughlin should be cast in the Lifetime movie is... she's available.
Yes, she is.
Probably would work for cheap.
Yeah, well, probably work for free, actually. But okay, there you go. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for that. Not.
I'm putting that on my list about as high as I put Lindsay Lohan's Beach House Club thing.
But way below Sharknado 6.
Oh, right? Sharknado 6. Come on now.
Right? Hello. Can I get a testify?
Testify. Lori, might want to get that resume ready. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock on Lifetime's door.
Well, and she's not going to have a lot of time after she gets sentenced, is what I'm thinking.
Probably not.
There's only going to be a short window that she's available.
Little window of opportunity.
Little window.
Hey, so J-Lo celebrated her big 5-0 yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that.
God, I hate
Can
her.
You believe that?
I'm bitter.
You're bitter that she's 50. She's bitter that she's J-Lo.
I didn't look that good when I was 25.
Well, nobody did. Right? So, but think about this. After her forehead is behind her earlobes in another 15 years, You can look at her and go like, well, at least I didn't have all that work done. Right? You only have so many places to put that extra skin on your face.
But they can put hair on places that they didn't have.
A little bit behind the ears, a little bit under the neck. You know, anyway.
Well, it looks like her birthday was pretty low-key.
Really?
It wasn't Fixer Upper like last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
It's kind of low-key.
God, has it been a year?
Yeah. Now, first fiancé, Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah?
He gave her a small little paltry present.
What was that?
It was a $140,000 ruby red Porsche 911 convertible.
Well, I've got one of those. Hot wheel.
It was wrapped with a big gold bow.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And even the license plate reads J-Lo.
Did he have the male dancers standing in the back seat? Ready?
Oh, I doubt it.
Ready to dance for her?
No. He's probably the jealous
Jenny, sort. Over here. We're over here, Jenny.
I know it's not a little Fiat 500.
All right. We put this together, boys. Let's do it.
Well, this morning they were probably asleep in Gloria Estefan's backyard Island in Miami.
Why?
There was a blowout party with the stars.
Oh, they were partying at Gloria's house. Well, yes. It's good to know Gloria Estefan, I guess.
Well, Gloria Estefan, they have two houses, her and her hubby.
They do?
They do. One is where they live.
Yeah.
And the other is a guest house where they like to throw parties.
Oh. Yeah. See, now that's cool.
It's next to Puffy's house.
Who did I read yesterday? Oh, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran bought his house and he bought the house on either side of him so he could play his music loud.
I would
and
do that.
And not disturb the neighbors. I have four houses.
What, when you play
one
Monopoly?
One says Snoopy on the outside. And the other, yeah, right, Monopoly.
Now, Miami's mayor declared yesterday to be J-Lo Day in Miami.
Of course he did.
With a proclamation and key to the city.
Wow, great. Good for J-Lo.
Yeah. And
50. You know who's also over 50 and looking about as good as J-Lo? It's Halle Berry.
Looking about as good?
Well, they're both very good-looking women, you must admit.
Yes, but one you hold a little candle for.
It's not
or
a little
torch.
Candle. I'd say it's more like a tiki torch. That's it for us today. Welcome back. We'll do this again all day tomorrow. Have a great day. And
if you just say Halle Berry looks just about as good, she will never tweet you.
She's never going to tweet me anyways. It doesn't matter. I was just being polite. It was not Halle's birthday yesterday. It was Jennifer's, so there.
What's not Jennifer's today?
Jenny from the block.
All right, so that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.